When Indian-American Parvez Sharma made his award-winning documentary film, A Jihad for Love, back in 2007, the very idea of an openly gay Muslim was pretty new for most people. Since then, however, he has continued working as an activist, a public speaker, and writer at the intersection of those two core parts of his identity. Widely recognized as a leader in both the progressive Muslim and LGBT communities, Parvez Sharma has just released his latest film, A Sinner in Mecca, and I am very happy to have him with us now on State of Belief Radio. Mr. Sharma, welcome to State of Belief.
Thank you so much for having me.
Would you start by talking about why you decided to make your Hajj now and why you thought you should document it as a film?
The Hajj is the highest calling in Islam for all believing Muslims. I was done with coming out as a gay Muslim with my previous film. What I needed to do at this point in my life was to come out as a Muslim and to reclaim the religion on my own terms.
I'm curious as to the title. Why A Sinner in Mecca?
In Islam, you have the concept that all Muslims who go on the Hajj are sinners, and if they perform the Hajj correctly and in the prescribed way, then they are reborn almost, as the Prophet Muhammad said, and they're devoid of any sins. So I was just one sinner amongst millions.
But were you ascribing sinner to yourself just because of the gay identity, or you were actually reflecting on how other people saw you and how people saw each other on the Hajj?
I think it's a combination of both. Mm-hmm. And the gay identity, of course, is one part of it. But, you know, having led a life of mistakes, like mm-hmm. most of us do, mm-hmm. I felt that there was enough reason, and many reasons actually, for me to seek forgiveness in mm-hmm. Mecca.
What was the experience like?
Incredible, transformative, and life-changing. Mm. Very spiritual, of course, but at the same time, it's a very, very harsh pilgrimage that is fundamentally about faith and also about surrender. So you go through it, you're not just going through mindless rituals, you're going through rituals that recreate the journeys of Islam's ancestors, and the black cube-shaped structure, the Kaaba, which is the beating heart of Islam, is what is really special about the Hajj.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any moments in which you felt danger?
I was terrified before I went, even, because I was never sure that the Saudis would allow me into the country.
Mm-hmm.
My sins, quote-unquote, are very public and just a simple Google search away. And by the time I left for the Hajj, I was probably the most public Muslim homosexual on the planet, really, mm-hmm. because of what I had done. So I was really surprised when the Saudis let me in. And then during the Hajj, I was terrified that I would be found out somehow, and I would be outed.
Mm-hmm.
And my filmmaker self, of course, was worried about whether any of the footage that I was filming would make it out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not quite sure that that would happen.
So you really had one surprise after another that were very positive in nature.
Yes, I was a pilgrim, but I was also a filmmaker. And what took me on the Hajj as a pilgrim were very personal reasons. But my instinct to document the most important journey I would ever take in my life,
mm-hmm.
which is the Hajj pilgrimage, was equally natural and very important.
How would you describe the changes that occurred in you because of the experience?
I think I've become more devout. I think I've become more aware about things that need to change within Islam. I think I can now confidently say that the Saudi regime and their version of Islam needs to go, and is probably the reason for all the bastardized versions of the religion that we see today. So I am able to speak confidently about these things that need to change within Islam. Mm-hmm. And I always say that real change within a religion happens when believers of the faith transform it from inside out.
Mm-hmm. If you were speaking to one of your gay friends in the Muslim community, or if you were speaking to a lesbian in the Muslim community who was thinking about participating in the Hajj, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them that it's very important that they go on this journey to discover their spirituality and to learn a lot from it. I would advise them, however, to be very careful and probably tell them, like I did, that there is a need to go back into the closet once you are on the pilgrimage.
Hmm. Parvez, I want to talk for just a moment more broadly about LGBT Muslims. Is there a supportive segment of the broader community? I know that recently there's been a surge in gay-affirming evangelical Christians where you would not have expected to find 10 years ago. Are you finding anything similar to that in Islam?
There are communities that are really small drops in the ocean almost, mm-hmm. but they all exist in the West primarily, and the majority of Muslims on this planet do not live in Western countries. So I am a little bit pessimistic about anything changing in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. I don't feel, for example, let's say the Pope and the Vatican mm-hmm. coming down with a ruling in our lifetime saying that homosexuality is okay in the Roman Catholic Church. So now when you look at Muslims, and that's one-sixth of humanity, there isn't a pope in Islam. Mm-hmm. There is no centralized authority structure. So this idea of being gay or lesbian is not going to be something that you can find a theological solution for.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sharma, I think your earlier film, A Jihad for Love, was a powerful introduction to how LGBT Muslims reconcile these two identities. I'd like for you to talk briefly about that project and then how that contributed to what you were doing this time.
The Jihad for Love is a really important film. We estimate that almost 8 million people have seen it in more than 50 nations at this point. It has saved hundreds, perhaps thousands of lives. It changed people's lives. It really created enormous impact, even at the policy level of the U.S. government. I remember having screenings at the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security. So it did very well. It continues to travel. I still very frequently hear from people through social media that they were able to organize a private screening, let's say, mm-hmm. in Tehran, in Iran, or in Riyadh, in Saudi Arabia, things that would be inconceivable. Uh-huh. So amazing things have happened with that film and continue to, and I think it's become an important agent of social change.
How did you explain what was going on with people on the Hajj who obviously saw that you were being filmed and you were filming? Was there curiosity about that, or were people so focused on the Hajj that they didn't mention it?
No, it was mentioned any number of times. I was not being filmed on the Hajj. I did it all by myself.
I see.
I had an iPhone and I had two cameras that looked like phones. Mm-hmm. That's how the film was made, because any depiction of the human form is forbidden in Wahhabi Islam in Saudi Arabia. There are no cinemas in that country, for example. I did feel afraid, but I continued to film. Early on in the pilgrimage, I remember that the religious police several times deleted some of my footage, but somehow, divine intervention probably, I was able to film even more as we went deeper into the pilgrimage.
Hmm. I know that we have listeners who would love to know more about the film and that would be interested in trying to bring your work into their communities. Would you tell our listeners how to be in touch with someone about the film and scheduling it?
I would really encourage your listeners to visit our website, which is asinnerinmecca.com. We are really looking forward to taking the message of the film into communities like we did with the Jihad for Love. And I'm particularly interested in taking the film into academic settings.
Parvez Sharma is an openly gay Muslim filmmaker and activist based in New York City. His newest film, A Sinner in Mecca, has been garnering acclaim at documentary film festivals literally around the globe. Mr. Sharma, June is Pride Month in many parts of the world. We're also in the middle of Ramadan. And so I am particularly happy that we could highlight your work and your story today on State of Belief Radio. It's an incredible story. Thanks so much for being with us today on State of Belief.
Thank you. And it's not often that Ramadan and Pride Month coincide.